are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilana Europa, Monday. Everybody knows I love Mondays. I think people hate Mondays, but Ilana Europa loves Mondays. Why? Because I have my accent on LA Talk Radio, and I know that people are listening. I know that people are downloading. I know that people enjoy my guests. I am very, very lucky girl. Again, last 2 weeks, I was in Europe, and that was a very, very sad time. For me, I just need to share this very sad news. My mom passed away. Then, this part of life of mine is over. Everybody understands that it's probably one of the toughest things that can happen to us. But I know my mom always wanted me to be happy and just do whatever I dream about. And she was always very, very, very helpful. She was the best mother that I could have. Then I would dedicate this show to my mom today. And mom, I love you very, very much. I was lucky to be in Poland with my daughter, Natasha, who again, minus 15, snow, cold like crazy, but she still fell in love with the snow and Warsaw and Krakow. She built her first snowman and she said, mommy, you know what? World is so small and she enjoys both part of the world. I am also the luckiest mama in the world, having so sweet child with me, supporting me in this very, very tough time. Anyway, I believe that life goes on, and even when I have my ups and downs, and probably I'll be having for a long, long time, I still believe we are on this earth to make our lives and people's lives the most happy moment that we can create. Then every moment is the happy moment, supposed to be this way. And I know that my 50 minutes that are coming, they're one of the coolest one because I have great guests. And that's what always I love about my show. I can choose who I'm inviting to the studio. And these people are very, very unusual. Some of them are coming again and again because they're my friends or they just bring something very special to Accent All listeners. Some of them just speak unusual languages, and that's what I love the most because we are talking about Accent On. We are putting accent on an accent. And today, yes, we have representation of that, I think. My funky, oh, already somebody's calling. That's unusual. Okay, let's pick up the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ilona.
Hello, who is there?
It's David.
Hi, David. I talk too fast or too long, or you are a little bit too earlier, but you are one of those guests that we cannot wait to hear from. For everybody, this is David Arkenstone. Everybody in Hello. The studio, can you say hi to David?
Hi David. David!
And you will know later who is in the studio with us. We have few people. He's very cool. David Arkenstone.
What time am I supposed to call?
Huh?
What time should I call?
Like right now? Thank you for calling. You are perfect.
Oh, right now. Sounds good.
That Great. Is very good time for David to call to Accent On to LA Talk Radio. David Arkenstone, you are a friend of Accent On. You are my personal friend for so, so many years. I'm the biggest fan. You have also one gentleman, Jim Markunas, who is with us in the studio. And many, many years ago, he was working with our company and he was promoting also your music. And you are here to share very big news for an artist of your caliber. This is a really big news. Could you tell us what we're supposed to know about you?
It's big news. Well, last year, last March, we filmed a concert in Glendale with about 10 cameras and we had a full orchestra and Cirque performers, and Charlie Brooks was there and did a bunch of everything.
And I was there too, and some of my guests.
Yes, and since that time, we've been working on mixing it and editing it, so we're getting a DVD together for it, and it's going to be on PBS Colorado on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night. And that's the debut of it, so we're very excited about it, because I've never really had a show like this on television. I've been on TV here and there across the years, but this is the first time that it's been so focused and such a really nice, entertaining sort of thing.
I know you're an artist, and obviously you are saying what is the most important for you, that you have this amazing show that you worked so hard for. But I think people need to know that this is your 25th year in the music industry, and you know, yep, the show that you put together has so much going on. It's not only full symphony orchestra, dancers, you have Celtic dancers, you have choir, you have guest artist, violinist Karen Briggs. Is she coming?
Karen Briggs.
Yes.
And then we had the Piper, who played pipes on Braveheart and Titanic.
Hello.
He was with us. Hello?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Hello. You got amazing guest.
I thought you said hello.
That's what I say. That's an accent. Hello. You tell us. And you have...
Hello. Of course. We had everything. Yes. We had the choir. We had four drummers. We had Celtic dancers. And they're all represented on this DVD and this PBS show. So... We're looking forward to getting it on the air and out into the world, because we want people to see it and share it.
And you add something so unusual on the stage. You have almost like Cirque du Soleil dancers floating in the air, and you even put Charlie there, yes?
Yes. Yes, we put Charlie up there. Well, she was trained as a gymnast and a dancer since she was a child, so she stepped up and went right for it. I couldn't believe it, but yeah, she was in the air, you know, 12, 15 feet off the ground while we were doing the intro to a song, and then she got off of that and danced and sang. So
I know.
I was amazed.
When I saw that, she told me she will be doing that. I was having a pleasure to work with her in my own home studio, and I was pleasure to learning the music and the vocals of hers before she went on a stage. Then the music is just haunting. It's gorgeous. We'll be playing, of course, one of the song. But I also placed on accent on a website, on a Facebook link, that people can see the preview. And how can we make people to watch the show? This is on the February 13th, yes?
So far, it's only going to be in the Denver market. They're not going to stream it or anything. So we're encouraging everybody we know, to, in case they know somebody in Denver, to tune in and support public television. And then, you know, we'll make a big noise there, and then it will start moving around the country into different markets, and pretty soon it'll be in Los Angeles, I'm sure.
And do you have DVD? Do you have something that people can purchase? I know you have a CD that people can buy.
We will in several weeks. The DVDs will be ready.
Yes.
And if you pledge on Thursday to our concert, then you can get a DVD. But you'll also be able to buy it later through the PBS website.
No, so that's lovely. You know, you gave us the way to see the DVD and just own. That's good, you know. Then we are going. Everybody can go to PBS website and we'll find you there, yes?
Yes, you will. There's actually a promo already at CPT12, the Colorado station, where they can see a 20-second promo and read a little bit about the show. And then we have a website called thesymphonicadventure.com that we just started. It's up now, but there's only a few things there. There's going to be a lot more, but it's up now, and you can see the promo and everything. So that's kind of exciting. It's just nonstop around here right now.
Yeah, but that's the bestest time of your life, I'm sure. And we love you so much. We love your music. What will be listening to right now? What you send me one MP3, which I of course send it to our LA Talk Radio, and title of the song is
called Valley in the Clouds.
Do you have any description? Do you have something that we're supposed to know about this song?
You don't need to know anything except that it was on my first album in 1987. So it was kind of thrilling to be able to play it with an orchestra and the dancers when we played it live. So it was pretty exciting.
Okay, and 1987, and now we have 2014, and I'm sure everybody will find out that your music is forever beautiful. Then that's a very good pitch. David, we love you. We really, really, really love you. We are so excited for whatever is happening in your life. And this is a big, big stuff. And we are very proud of you. Say hi to Charlie and Victoria. And we love you. And we'll be playing music right now. Thank you for calling into the studio.
Mona, love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, then. Thank you, David. I'm looking into my beautiful... Yes, I have David Arkenstone, Valley in the Clouds. Let's listen to this.
I thought I'd do a song that was on my first album. It's called Valley in the Clouds. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. Okay, now we are coming back to the studio. Hi, guys. Okay, we have Michelle.
Hello.
And your name is?
Michelle Ivy Jordan.
And she's a country singer. We have Jim Marcunas, who Hi. Is my friend and your official, you know, you were working for very cool, you can explain this on a website newspaper. That's how you'll describe?
Yeah, well, no, it was a zine, I guess.
Okay, and name?
Chicks with Guns.
I love this title. We'll talk a little bit more. And now we have somebody really, really important because I need to announce this. We'll be meeting and talking and listening to Look for 12 weeks. We'll be having a segment. Look is a trainer. Personal trainer, and he has amazing power. He has a great accent. He is having European way of training people to get fit and feel better, be healthier, and he also will take care of hopefully few pounds that I hope I will lose. And I will be honest, I will be trying to not go to him for the help. I will be listening to his advices, the same like everybody on the radio and everybody who is listening, and we'll see if we can really, really get into a regimen and just do what Luke is saying and just shrink our bodies and feel better. Hi, Luke.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. You have, of course, your another name, or Luke Trentsevsky.
Yes.
And you are going by train?
Train by Luke is my brand, and we've been in business since 2006, changing people's lives one person at a time. And we're trying to go online and multiply that.
And that's very cool. You know, I was checking you. Obviously, you were here before, and I was really excited to bring you back. And I was so happy that you really dedicated this time, because 12 weeks and segments, 15-minute segments, this is a time from your schedule. I know you have so many clients. And what I love so much about you, when I am going on your website and check and listening to some guys telling how cool you are, what I love about you, that you are taking real, real people who want to just look good, feel better. You make them happy in a process because they love to work with you. And somehow they sweat, but they're like, he's the coolest dude ever. I just love him. He really makes me work hard, but I see the results. Will you be teaching us how to do that?
Well, I'm trying to be real, you know, with all this puffiness and fake marketing around. I'm trying to differentiate myself as a real deal, and I try to connect with the real people, not with like a perfect people. Look at me, I have a super perfect body, that type of stuff. No, it's a real life, and I try to be authentic that way. And you know, it just, I have today, we're gonna talk about. This year, I'm so excited to talk about it. How to get this year the best fitness year ever, you know. And I outline a few things that I'm going to talk about it, and how simple it is to be in shape and to get in shape, and how, like you said, you know, shrinking body and getting it. I call it ritual. And let's start from the top. What I put together as a concept, and it's been working for a while now, is it's a few things. First, you have to make commitment. If you want to get in shape, you cannot try. You cannot have the attitude of trying to get in shape. If you try, you will fail. And I'm talking from experience here. You have to make commitment. You have to make decision. Okay, this is it. I'm going to get in shape, period. Whatever it takes. Now, that's your first step. Your second step is to set goals. You have to set goals. You have to find what is it you want. Put it on a paper. That's the best way. I like that concept. It's proven by many people that it works. And you say, you know, if you just say, I want to lose 15 pounds, you know, I want to be practical here, it's just not going to happen. It's wishful thinking. Wish and goal is two different things. So you have to make it a goal by putting it on a paper and commit to it. And then daily inspire yourself with social media, with somebody like me, with daily motivations, quotes, whatever it takes. That's your first step. Step number two is then start setting quarterly goals. Every 3 months, you want to see where you're at and how you're doing. Set goals that are realistic. Have somebody evaluate it, reevaluate it. That's very important. A lot of people fail in fitness by setting unrealistic goals. You don't know a single thing about nutrition or food or weight loss. You've never been in a gym. And all of a sudden you sit down and you say, oh my God, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. Well, how are you going to do that? And you have to understand that it's a process, and I call it ritual. Develop that ritual in your life, and that's number four. I will talk more about that. It's more of like habits and rituals and how to incorporate exercise into that. But the number two is basically understanding how important it is to have a goal that you're going towards every day. First quarter, I want to lose 3 pounds. That's 3 months, 3 pounds, pound a month. Everybody could do that. I don't care who you are, where you're from, you have accent or not. Doesn't matter.
It's harder with an accent, I think.
So if start small, and then 1 pound turns eventually in 3 years later into a complete transformation of 100 pounds. I've seen it countless times, and reevaluate them. Find always somebody. Second quarter, hey, it's summer. What are we doing here? Are we gonna go and do more cardio and stuff? Let's just push that, instead of weights and try to lose a little bit more weight through the summer. That type of stuff. Find somebody to motivate you to reevaluate your goals and things of that nature. Number three, it's very cool. As cool and easy as taking a selfie in the mirror. Okay? I like that because it's right now technology is utilizing technology. Take pictures. Take pictures of your progress. Take pictures of yourself. Will make you self-aware of where you are and when you want to be. Pictures are very important because people are visual. If you just write it, it's not as effective as if you take a picture. It's like we're looking at the pictures and inspire us. We look at somebody else's pictures, it's like, oh my God, I want to look like that person. Why? And it's just like something about it when you take a picture. It's very important. Very important to take pictures. Number four, a big one. I've been debating about this long time, and by observing people and dealing with their habits on a daily basis, I'm realizing that life it's like a ritual. We're creatures of habit or creatures of ritual. We have our own little rituals in the morning. Everybody of us has different things in the morning. Get up first thing in the morning, have a coffee, newspaper. Other person like me gets up at 5 o'clock, does cardio without even opening their eyes. First thing I do is cardio. I don't think, I don't talk, I don't care what weather it is it dark or no. It's just a ritual that you develop. Some other people do different things. They read first thing in the morning. Other person walk their dog, first thing in the morning. So we all have ritual. Now, the key is to incorporate exercise painlessly into that type of a ritual. Now, it doesn't have to be in the morning, preferably in the morning, but it could be in the middle of the day between some other habit. I like to use the word squeeze it between, your lunchtime. Develop that little ritual. When you, instead of going and having a big lunch, now you're going to go to the gym and have a shake. Make it as a daily ritual in the middle of the day. And that will result because habits resulting in who we are today. If you are somewhere in your life, it's because of your habits. You're the outcome of your habits up to this day, where you are today.
I think people hear that Ilona Europa is silent, which never ever happened before. But I really believe that what we are doing right now, and we are creating segments with really great trainer. I love Luke to talk to us, and I'm listening very carefully. I already have noticed something that I think I can incorporate in my daily life. I like that you said check your results maybe after 3 months, that you don't get discouraged, because you're right, it's just very tough. You can lose 2 pounds probably in a week or two. You will show us how, but really the bigger woohoo probably will happen in 3 months into habits that we will incorporate into our lives. I like that. I never thought about this, that yeah, I'm waking up, I'm doing this and this and this. Why I cannot do something that this will be my habit, and I just need to just feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. Before coffee, after coffee, or whatever. I'm giving you back, Michael. microphone because I just think that today's overview, today you are talking a little bit around our big topic, how to make ourselves healthier and lose weight. And obviously you will be giving us more and more advices. We'll be also putting on a Facebook some type of tips and maybe very good recipes, you know, that you will give us one or two or three. Don't need a lot because life is so short, goes so fast. And if we even have four or five things that you will give us, probably this will change really how we look and how we feel. Okay, come back to you.
Yeah, life is short, you know. In 6,000 years of humanity, we're only here 60, 80, 90 years, and we need to make an impact, man. That's what I tell to everybody. Life is just too short. Even if you live 80 years, you barely scratch the surface. So, yeah. Anyway, my point is to give practical advice that somebody like you, let's say, or our listeners who never been to a gym could at least take one or two of those advice. And it's like, you know what? I should maybe do that. My next advice is, it's number five, and it's a very easy, take a food journal. Now, lots of people say, hey, you know what, write down what you eat and how many glasses of water. I go a little bit more practical than that, too. With today's technology, you can just take pictures of what you eat. Sometimes when my clients, you know, piss me off, ouch, I'm like, why don't you just take a picture of what you eat?
And that would just be send big me portions.
Why don't you just put in pictures everything you put in your mouth, and then we're going to sit down and reevaluate it. When you realize that you're taking 3,000 calories a day,
ouch,
where we need to be taking about 1,500 to 1,800 calories
a day. I love that. That's genius.
And it's all on picture in front of you. You can actually sort it out by the day, and you put it on a sign. It's a day one and a day two and whatnot and all that stuff. So it's very practical, very easy to do, and makes you aware of what you put in your mouth. If you need to take a picture before your meal, you're looking at it and you're like, you know, maybe I should not eat this, or I should just eat this half and then take another half later on. It just gives you that concept of self-awareness and stuff. Number six and my last one for today, it's, and that's a very tricky one, but it's up for debate, but I personally like it, and it's changed people's lives who do it. Takes a little bit of commitment, but it's really, really powerful. Two workouts a day. Now, what this really means for average person, two workouts a day, because we gather here to average people, and we're talking more of like first thing, if it's possible, first thing in the morning workout. I practiced that for years, and the best thing ever, workout in the morning. It just gives you more energy. It releases dopamine, which is the, you know, the levels, your levels of happiness because of that are just a little bit higher, and also gives you more creativity. And those three things are very important to me, and that's why I will never give up that high in the morning after a good cardio workout.
How long?
Doesn't matter. 15 to 30 minutes. I personally go up to 45 minutes because of, let's say, your fitness level. But I will be very happy if everybody just do a little bit, 20 minutes workout. Doesn't matter what type of workout this could be, jogging, running, on a treadmill, spin bike, bicycle at the house, anything, to just do it. And it also jumpstarts your metabolism. Your metabolism will run another 7 hours very high after you finish that workout. So anything you take after that particular workout will just burn to your body much, much faster, sometimes up to 70% faster than the regular. And then the second workout is around 5 o'clock. And I like that because it gives you that second, I call it
7 hours.
Second workout for energy. We usually get tired around 3 o'clock, depends on what time you're getting up. And I like to pass that mark and then go for another workout. Give me energy for the night in case you go out or you want to read or you want to do something. You want to have energy. Now, that workout, it's technically a strength training workout. Now, I come up with that by studying and analyzing the best athletes, the best bodybuilders, the best fitness models, the best people in the business. Nobody got into perfect shape, ridiculous shape by doing just one workout a day. Very few people. The majority of them were very particular about it. They were very specific about cardio, how much cardio, when to do it. They usually do it separate. That's especially very effective for people who want really to go to like this elite level of fitness, you know, whole other level, so to say, and where actually you're like, you're going to get really cut, really defined. Because if we just do one workout, in reality, and especially it's a low impact workout, in reality we're just preventing the body of getting fat. Mm-hmm. We're not getting fat. Okay. We're just preventing it. To make a really transformation fast, I'm all about fast. I'm all about effectiveness. Hey, I'm not asking here to spend more than an hour, hour and a half, just like everybody else. I'm just being more effective with the time here. Early morning workout, come back. I can do workout in the house, a specific exercise regimen, or you can go, if you have access to a gym, you lift weights, specific, you know, program for weightlifting, and that's it. It's very simple. It's very effective.
I am very, very, very happy to have you here. And I hope people who listen, they understand that maybe the European way of losing weight is a little bit different than what here in America we are used to. I believe I had a little time with you. I like your honesty. I like that you like to take care of normal people in a way, the people who are walking on the street, people who have maybe the most problem to dedicate the time or just find the logic how to do that. And I really believe you can show us and teach us without even stepping into gym or without paying a lot of money. I know you are a very successful trainer. I know you are charging a lot of money, but you will give us in a way for free the bestest advices, and we have 11 meetings with you, and that's a really, really something special. What we right now understood from you, I probably would love to have this five or six little points, and I would like to list them on a on a Facebook, and then I understand we somehow somewhere need to dedicate and say yes, we will be doing that. I run 40 minutes a day. I don't want to go 1 hour because I am losing weight with you right now. I'm trying to do that and dedicate this time. Then I will do 15 minutes for the first 3 days and 15 minutes at 5 and 15 minutes when I wake up. After I will take dogs for a walk because they drive me crazy, okay, when they need to pee. Then let's see what's happened because that's the hardest for me to commit and really, really do it. And let's. Will you be doing that too, Michelle?
Yeah.
Do you need to lose weight?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Jim, do you need to lose weight?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's what drives me crazy. You look pretty, pretty fit. And of course, look, I will be coming back in the end of the show a little bit with you. But yes, I'm waiting for a phone call from UK. Then that's why I'm so little bit nervous. But I think if Scotia, our great, great singer from UK, will be not able call for whatever reason is very, very early at the morning in UK. But I really would like to play her song. This is a premiere, and that's what we do on Accent On, and we are premiering sometimes amazing artists and the great songs. Then here is something very special for everybody to take a little break from losing weight. Scotia and her new song, Hollywood. How appropriate.
I'm waking up to a blue sky, feeling something rare. I know I'm in a special place, there's nowhere like here. Walking along the street, looking down at the stars, reading all of their names, wondering who they are. There's fame and glitter on every corner, you never know. You're fine. 'Cause this is
I think we have Scotia on the phone with us from UK. Is this true?
Hello.
Okay, Scotia. We are playing your song. We love it.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Scotia, we love it. Everybody in studio, bravo. We have a few people. We have a great country singer. We have really guy who works, Jim, who works in a music industry for many, many years. We have a great European trainer, Mr. Luke, who is trying to help me to lose weight, and everybody in the world. We have Ilona Europa, of course, who talks to Scotia. Scotia, where are you calling from?
I am calling from a small town outside of Glasgow in Scotland, up on the hills next to a farm.
Scotia, what time is in Glasgow?
It is 2:30 in the morning, but I am wide awake and full of excitement.
Honey, we did beautiful premiere of your really, really very nice hooky song. And it's all about Hollywood because you will be here soon, yes?
Yes, the focus is to, it's very, very hard to get to America, so I am working on that, so it's not going to be for another year, but it will be completely worth the wait. I'm going to come over on holiday or something, but it's very, very hard to just to come over and work. You guys have so many rules, it's so hard, but it's good at the same time, it's really, really good, but it's so hard for me, so I'm trying really, really hard, so...
Oh my gosh, anybody who is a great agent here or agency who listens to my show, we need to help Scotia to get to LA. She's singing about Hollywood. We love her. She's a really, really great singer. And we were so proud to play your song. I know I'll be playing anything what you are sending to us because it's worth it.
Oh, thank you very much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. And I'm so sorry, it's a little bit short, but I know you are working on a whole album and soon will be on iTunes. Then I think we will need to make another meeting with you on the phone and you will just explain us how to get to your CD, how to buy your CD. I know I can always place everything on accent on Facebook, but we want to hear your beautiful accent, Scotia.
Thank you. The album's going to be absolutely everywhere. If you Google it, it will be on Amazon, iTunes. You can get it on buy it off small radio stations, Spotify, absolutely everywhere. I've just made it accessible for everyone, no matter what country you live in. So even if you just want to buy Hollywood, that's fantastic. Go on iTunes and get it. So...
We will, and I will promise I will play again Hollywood. I start singing between your song, and you know, then I talk to you in a time of playing. Maybe that was not fair, but that was a premiere, and you know what?
No, I love that.
Okay, we miss you in Hollywood, and hopefully the year will pass by much faster if some agent will call you or call me or write to me on Accent On, and we'll do everything to sign some papers and bring you over. Okay?
Well, that's exactly what needs to happen, because if I can get something like that, I can come over straight away with no problems, no questions asked.
I understand.
Someone hears it and they love it.
So. Okay, we are working on that by playing your music for sure. Thank you, Scotia. Good night, and hopefully
you
are warm.
Thank you, Ellie. I wish I was there. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you for your beautiful song. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh gosh, I love my job. Is this the most beautiful things? We can talk with so many people and Skype. Thank you so much also. You know, we don't pay for that. I love it. Look, we are coming back to you for a little bit because the first segment was a little bit overview. 2014, we need to make some rules in our life. We need to do some habits. We need to just devote time. And I want you to wrap this first segment for us, okay?
Sure. So first, I want for all our listeners to give a bonus, a little bonus. And it's a program that I develop. I call it the 3D Perfect Body. When I get from my my clients, I get photos. And based on that photos, I do analysis on muscle density, muscle imbalance, and body parts imbalance. And based on that, I create a program of which specific body parts need to be worked out.
Okay.
So you can get
stomach.
Your body. most of it is midsection.
Honestly.
With all of us.
Yes.
And it's partially is genetic, how the body stores the fat.
Yeah.
It's just the way we're built as humans. And secondary, it's especially in Los Angeles, because we drive just too much. We're into this L-shaped time, you know, body posture at all times, and it's really hard on the body, and also on the flexibility levels in your hip, in your hips, to be like in a position when you're gonna actually be slimmer there and more mobile. It's just not gonna. It's gonna be very challenging when you're spending 2-3 hours in a car for, which is about what's regular driving in Los Angeles, so an average person. Anyway, so I would like to offer that 3D evaluation, trainbyluke@gmail.com. Any listeners, just, you know, hit me up with questions or anything you need from me in terms of 3D evaluation. I will ask you a few questions. I will ask you to submit a potential photos that I can do analysis, and based on that, I will send you guys back a specific custom tailored program of how to achieve your perfect body. That's for people who are a little bit advanced, who have stubborn fat, who cannot lose weight in a specific body part and things of that nature.
Okay, and we'll need to post this on Accent On. I really, really want to make this ritual also. Okay, well, again, you will send us the 6 points that you were talking about.
Sure.
Will you need to write us too. Please send us the pictures. Sure. Then we'll see. Hopefully people will respond. And I need to tell people that show number 2 is about how to lose 10 pounds in 21 days. I'll be happy with 5 pounds in 21 days. We all will be happy. But, you know, I'm sure some people will achieve this goal, 21 pounds. And thank you so much for today. We'll talk to you and see you next week on Monday. And I'm sure everybody will be tiny little bit thinner. Little bit thinner, okay?
Thank you, Luke. Thank you for having me.
Well. Of course. Thank you so much. Now, time runs so fast, and we have this great, great girl and friend of mine. And she's a great country singer, and you are right now in Palm
Desert.
And no more Texas for you, no more crazy snow. You are staying here. You'll be singing, and we need to listen to your song. Yes?
Yes.
That's, I know, time runs up so fast, but I want to play music, because without music, singer is not a singer. Is this true?
True.
Michelle, what is the title of your song?
Razor Blades and Whiskey.
And please, people, stay with me, because I remember that first 20 seconds is a silent. I don't know why it was recorded this way, but that's what I got it. Then you are right now, Michelle, in Palm
Desert.
Palm Desert. And we're hoping to hear more and more on the Facebook first about where you'll be singing. And you'll be updating us too, you know. Then we'll be sharing all contacts, because I know you'll be everywhere right now.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And we are recording, our song that is already ready, except we need to find the time in the studio. And Jazz will be presenting another one right now, Razor Blades.
In Whiskey.
Yeah.
I can dig my claws until you're bloody. Get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself. Though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad and it feels so damn good. And we're like cocaine in a paycheck, like a rope and a lonely neck, like a strong drug. This ain't love, it's a sickness. You're my strongest weakness. Getting over you is gonna get better.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for... Yeah, you just drove yesterday to...
No, Texas? I got here Friday. No, I came from... Actually, I came from Ohio.
Ohio, hello.
Yeah, 20 below. I know what you're talking about, Poland, man.
Oh, my gosh, you know. And I know, coming here, in a way, I love you. You are my great, great friend. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for taking your time and just, again, let us play your song.
Anytime.
I cannot wait for our new song to be played and talking more and more about your concerts and new band, you know, that you are putting together.
But you can also find this on iTunes and Amazon as well, Spotify, any one of those. You can find that song on there and download.
I would like to say thank you to Luke.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be talking to you next week. Cannot wait for our 21 pounds promise, you know, in 21 days.
11 pounds promise.
Okay. Hello, Ilona, try to squeeze some different...
Up thank to you 11 for pounds promise in 3 weeks. It's simple as that.
That's crazy. I cannot even believe it. But I trust you, but we'll be happy with 5 pounds, okay? I will be happy with 5. Jim, I love you so much. Jim Marcunas, he's here for a reason. He will be more often, and he will be working probably behind the scenes, but we'll be working a little bit how to even more improve Accent On and maybe even bring more and more guests. We'll see what we'll be doing about that. Yes, Jim?
Oh, I think it's perfect the way it is.
Oh, God, I love you. I think with you will be a little bit better. And yeah, I would like to just say bye-bye to people and maybe play a little bit of my song, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies UK also. And let's finish on a high energy note, okay? Because we are losing weight, then we need to move.
are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.